is peace. Reality itself will not save you, or liberate you, or enlighten you. Reality itself is salvation, and liberation, and enlightenment. Inherent freedom is the liberation gift that reality itself here shows to all and all. Before and where an object or an ego eye becomes defined to any point of view, a perfect mirror always stands awake. That perfect mirror is the acausal, indivisible, and inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state, or reality state of all and all. Perfect peace is the tacit, direct, and intrinsically self-evident self-realization of the inherently egoless and perfectly indivisible self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of reality itself, which is utterly beyond all mere ideas and all presumptions of separate self and all presumptions of separate world out there and all presumptions of separate God. Reality itself, one, indivisible, all and all including, all and all transcending, and inherently egoless, is the one and only self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of all and all. Reality itself is not an idea. Reality itself cannot be encompassed or in any manner directly represented by ideas. Reality itself, which is the inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of all in all, is neither evident nor realizable by means of ideas. God ideas are the proprietary objects or intellectual property of formalized or mentally pre-formulated and search-prescriptive religion. God ideas, and even all mere ideas, are ego-based objectifications of psychophysically-based ego states. Intrinsic idealessness is an inherent and tacit self-characteristic of the inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of reality itself. No mere God ideas are reality itself, or the intrinsic and inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of all and all. Therefore, God ideas, and even all mere ideas, must be, and indeed always already are, transcended in, by means of, and as reality itself, and reality self itself. Real self, or reality self, or the self-existing, always prior, transcendental, and inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state that is tacit, conscious awareness, is always already self-radiant as the indivisible and never broken undercurrent or spiritual root force of feeling, energy, consciousness. Within the always prior and senior context of the self-existing and self-radiant and self-evidently egoless feeling energy current of reality self-consciousness, perceptions arise experientially. Thoughts or conceptual processes also arise within the intrinsically self-evident feeling energy current of reality self-consciousness. But thoughts arise only after, or on the basis of, the events and processes of experiential perception. Every perception, and also every event of thinking, is entirely a reflected event, a time-bound apparition, an illusion of separate objectivity, an illusion of not-self. Because all perceptions and all thoughts always arise dependently, as a result of conditional causes, and entirely within and on the basis of the always senior context of the priorly self-evident and all-mirroring feeling energy current of egoless reality self-consciousness. All perceptions, all thoughts, and thus all apparent objects are modes, or merely apparent modifications of the perfectly subjective or perfectly non-objective and non-different feeling energy current, or transcendental spiritual self-nature, self-condition and self-state of reality self-consciousness itself. Therefore, what is freedom? Freedom is perfect, or always already prior and non-different inherence in and as reality itself. Freedom is perfect fidelity to truth itself, which is reality itself. Freedom is to always already or priorly or intrinsically self-locate or self-identify the egoless transcendental spiritual self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of the real self, or the intrinsically self-evident and inherently egoless self-nature, self-condition, and self-state that is the always prior context of all perception, all thought, all experience, all objects, all others, and all of apparent ego I, or seemingly separate self. Freedom is to always already self-locate and thus to be the intrinsically self-evident and inherently egoless, transcendental, spiritual undercurrent of feeling energy consciousness itself. Always already prior to and yet never separate from perceptions or thoughts or objects or others. On the basis of the always priorly and always presently self-located and inherently indivisible, non-separate, non-different, and egoless undercurrent of feeling energy consciousness, all that apparently or experientially and conditionally arises objectively as perceptions and thoughts is inherently or always priorly transcended, without any act of dissociation and without any act of seeking. Therefore, all perceptions and all thoughts, or all objects of conditional experience, arise acausally, non-separately, and egolessly, always already prior to any sense of difference, necessity, dilemma, problem, or bondage. Even the apparent ego I, and every apparent other, and even all of conditionality and death, is inherently or priorly or always already transcended in the intrinsically self-evident and indivisible and never broken transcendental spiritual undercurrent of inherently egoless feeling energy consciousness, which is the inherent reality self, or intrinsically self-evident self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of all and all. Any perceived or conceived threat to the space-time point of view that is the separate ego I tends to become objectified as reactivity or merely reactive activity in the form of fear, sorrow, or anger. Any perception or conception of objectified and conditionally reactive self or ego I tends to become epitomized as the fear of death. Therefore, always already transcend the objectified and conditionally reactive and entirely self-mirrored ego self, and all its objects and others, in the intrinsically self-evident transcendental spiritual undercurrent of inherently egoless feeling energy consciousness, which is the self-nature, self-condition, and self-state of reality itself, inherently prior to point of view in space-time, and thus and thereby always already transcend death and fear and sorrow and anger and even all unlove. Freedom is thus. Freedom is reality itself. Freedom is the egoless, transcendental, spiritual self-nature, self-condition, self-state, an inherently perfect reality self of all and all. Freedom is the inherently and inherently perfectly egoless and intrinsically self-evident self-depth, wherein all perceptions, all thoughts, and all objects are an always already perfectly transcended and thus and thereby transcendentally, spiritually self-illuminated or self-bright world mummery. Freedom itself need not and cannot be either caused or achieved or acquired. The perfectly egoless self-depth that is freedom itself need not and cannot be reached or arrived at from any location presumed to be outside or separate from that self-depth itself. The perfectly egoless self-depth that is freedom itself is always already the case, and therefore it can only be intrinsically or tacitly, directly, a causally and perfectly self-realized as that which is always already the case. The perfectly egoless self-depth that is freedom itself is perfect peace itself. Therefore, peace is peace. That is peace. Not two is peace. Not two is not two. Not two. Not two is peace. Is peace. Mm-hmm.